I'm Sam Smith, and this is A Positive Life. Over the next 8 episodes, we're going to meet some of the people who've been affected by HIV over the last 40 years. We're starting with someone who's not around to tell their own story, Terence Higgins.
Life was so exciting for him, and he was always looking for new adventures.
Terry and I ruled the dance floor a little bit. We were very naughty sometimes.
In July 1982, Terry became one of the first people in the UK to die of an AIDS-related illness. And his name became famous when his friends set up the Terence Higgins Trust in his memory, now one of the longest-running HIV charities in the world.
We always knew that it was going to be named after Terry.
People know Terry's name because of the way he died, but we never hear about who he actually was. Someone that lived and was loved.
I liked him because he cared about other people.
He had this absolutely unique way of dancing. It's something that will stay with me to my dying day.
We'll be finding out about Terry's life and hearing from people who remember the earliest years of the AIDS crisis.
If you were diagnosed at that point in time, you would be told that you wouldn't live for long.
To the mid-90s, where we finally had effective treatments.
And all of the services had to change because suddenly we were in the business of helping people live.
We'll be meeting people who know what it is to live with HIV in this new world, with all the challenges that still remain.
Since this contaminated blood inquiry was announced in 2017 by Theresa May, 400 people have died.
If people hear about somebody who's got HIV, they automatically want to moralise and they want to make judgments.
I very much wanted to sort of break the stereotypes beyond just how it's transmitted, but just like what people with HIV are like.
It was really important to meet other people living with HIV to kind of understand what their experiences were. And there were really profound moments.
This is A Positive Life with me, Sam Smith.
There's no way I could ever have envisioned being part of a community that is as abundant and loving and vibrant as the community of people living with HIV.
The first episode comes out on July 1st. Listen on BBC Sounds.